Episode 1099, Checks and Balances.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
happy, happy day.
Radio.
I hope you're ready for a wonderful weekend. It is Relationship Builders Day. And with our marriage, we're talking about checks and balances. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted to have your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, first off, I have to tell you, please bear with me. My voice is a little bit rugged. Yes, it's really cold up north here. The ice and the snow moved in, and I've been outside a lot. Yes, the boxes have arrived, and my house is a mess. Being outside, oh, my voice, yeah, well, a little scratchy. So I will do my best not to hurt your ears too much, but I appreciate your love as I get through all of this. Okay, so we got to talk about marriage and checks and balances. Even marriage needs it. It needs checks and balances. It's the actions that encourage and empower your spouse. Most people are familiar with checks and balances with the government, the idea that not one branch is more dominant than the other. Same goes for a marriage. You want to be careful not to have one partner carry dominant influence over the other. You know what I'm talking about here. Come on, be honest with yourself. Checks and balances for marriage is love in motion with grace and forgiveness. Can you remember a time with your spouse where you were right and they were wrong? You already thought about it, didn't you? Oh, yes, you did, because we keep track of that. It's all about keeping score. And honestly, it's not right to keep score. That's why we have to rely on checks and balances. We want to love with grace and forgiveness, but too much of our focus is, haha, I got this right and you so did not. Well, you know what? We need to take the higher road. We don't need to take advantage of the situation to put us above the other. Yeah, it's not about I am right. This week, I was writing a check. I had to make a payment on my hot water heater that decided to go out, and we needed to buy a brand new one just before we move. Can you believe it? I'm talking, if it's not one thing, it's something else. Well, I write the check and I begin to rip it out, and there, you know, beneath that check is this white deposit slip. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, oh my gosh, my husband has already packed his office. That's where the extra checks are. Surely. He remembered to leave some extra checks out. So I finished paying the gentleman, out with the old water heater, in with the new. And I go in the office and I go to look and I open up the cabinet, just hoping and praying really hard that the checks would be there. And they weren't. Oh yes, immediately. What was I thinking? Oh, I would not have done this. What was he thinking? I don't know where he was coming from. He didn't have his head on straight. Okay, you know, right? You've been there, haven't you? Okay, maybe it wasn't with checks, but it was something else. You would have done it totally differently. So as I was looking for those checks that I didn't find, I was like, all right, this can't be happening, but I got to find them because things are going to be packed up. And when you pack things in boxes and you're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boxes, and then all of a sudden they're loaded up and then they're taken out, there is no way you're going to find that one little needle in the haystack. Yeah, that one set of checks that you need to pay for your new utilities, to pay for other things. And you're probably like, well, what happened to the debit card? It's not that easy. Smaller towns like to have those checks. They want to see you in person. So yes, I was immediately frustrated. What was he thinking? The only thing to do was to open up the boxes and find the checks. So I immediately send him a text. Where are the checks? Thinking that maybe he took some out and he just placed them somewhere where I didn't know where. So I was hoping again and praying that he would tell me, oh, honey, I took those out and placed them there so you would have them. No, the text did not come back with the hope and prayer that I wanted. It was, oh, I probably packed them. And I used them as fillers in between things. Oh, are you serious? Okay, this point, my patience was about out. Well, you got to remember, he's down south and I'm still up north. He's warm and I am freezing cold in the mess of boxes. Oh yeah, I was about ready to string him out to dry. I was finished. I was done, but I needed my checks. So we had no other choice. My mom, she's in town with me to help me get this house put together. And he said, I think, as we FaceTimed, I think they're in the medium-sized boxes. As we looked at them, there were five. So out we opened five. And I thought, okay, he said he used them as fillers. So we went through the tops of those five and found nothing. No fillers, no checks, no little boxes that said, if you write on me, I can pay your bills. Okay, so what do you think was happening? Oh, yes, my frustration was building and I was not happy with the hubby and he wasn't even there for me to yell at. So this was not a good day, not a good moment at all. And I had just taken care of putting in a brand new water heater that I don't even hardly get to use. Oh, but no, the buyers will get a beautiful brand new one and it will probably last for another 10 plus years. Grateful for that, but not so much for me. So again, we're looking at these five medium boxes. He said they were in there. It was either that or open up all these other book boxes. And there were about, oh, I kid you not, probably 25 to 30 book boxes. I was like, this is insanity. When you start opening boxes, that actually means you are repacking everything because nothing goes back the same way as when you first pack it. So we started taking one medium box at a time. We opened one and unpacked it completely. Nothing. Put it all back in. Medium box two. Started. We got to the middle. Oh, there was hope. Oh, yes, maybe. Oh, no, that rectangle was not the checks. Unpacked it all. Repacked it back up. Medium box number three. I was hopeful that the third time we would strike gold. We got to the middle, nothing, nothing. I reached down and moved something. My mom puts her hand in and sees the red. Yes, our boxes are red. She goes, honey, maybe this is it. I look and, oh, it's the checks. Yes. You know, it was just success. I was elated. I was delighted. I didn't want to kill him anymore. Okay, you know I wasn't going to really do that. But I was so mad. But then at that point, I was so grateful all at the same time. I found the checks. So after opening five boxes and then unpacking and repacking eight boxes, we found them. Now that put us about 2.5 hours behind our time schedule. And so I didn't get a whole lot of boxes packed in that period of time, except the ones that had already been packed, we just repacked. I could have used this opportunity to tell them how right I was. But instead, I simply sent him a text that read exactly this. We found the checks. Thank you with the heart emoji. That was it. It didn't matter that I had to go through eight boxes. It didn't matter that it took an extra 2.5 hours. What mattered is we found the checks. I have what I need. It is what it is. I put him before me being right. Checks and balances. I could have, you know, fallen to the other side, which a lot of us do in our marriage. We go to the side of, huh, I'm better than you. And if I would have done it, it wouldn't have happened this way. But no, it's the checks and balances. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's love in motion with grace and forgiveness, loving them where they're at. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love them where they're at. It's not about position, but promise. The promise to build up, not to tear down. It's loving as Jesus loves you with forgiveness. We do not get it right all the time. If you're perfect, you're not living here on earth. That's just how it is. So we have to love as Jesus loves us, which is we extend that love with forgiveness. When they make mistakes, it's okay. We learn from them. We love them where they're at. And it's also encouraging with grace, not right or wrong. Think about your day today. How many times were you wrong versus right? Yeah. You were wrong more than you were right today. It's just how it adds up in our life. But when you can take love in motion and love them where they're at with grace and forgiveness, you've hit a home run every single time. So the next time that you're in battle, think about checks and balances. No, you may not be moving cross country looking for those checks to pay for a new water heater or to get ready to go into a brand new house and pay the utilities. But it may be that one moment that you see your spouse through a different lens. When you extend that grace and forgiveness, when you extend love and motion, that's what it is. That's what Jesus does to us. It's what? With gratitude. God created us with love, with gratitude, with grace and forgiveness. He's got it right and we've got it so wrong. So this is what you want to be able to do in your marriage. It's all about checks and balances. Now, maybe you don't always have it right, and you're saying, I've got it more wrong than I care to admit. I know I did that for many, many years. I thought I had everything put together, but I was missing the mark. If you feel like you're missing the mark in your marriage, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I would love to come beside you and help you. It's a free coaching call with me. I do heavily believe in coaching. I've used it throughout my entire life, and I've coached for years, decades upon decades. And I'm here to tell you it works. So if you feel like you're missing the mark, click on that link. That will begin our conversation. We'll get you scheduled. Now, I got to tell you, I got to move first. It's a little bit crazy right now. And I don't want to lose you in the boxes, in my mess. So I will make sure we will get connected, but don't wait. Don't use my packing and my boxes and my move as your excuse to put off where God is tugging on your heart. Click on that link and let's change the mark that you're leaving on hearts today. You can build your marriage up. You can create your now in what you want in your marriage, and you can use it with checks and balances. But you have to take action in order to do that. Take aim today with me. Go out, be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.